slavery and abolition is back in the news. We'll explore what it takes to change the poverty mindset, and we'll share a bargain, a sheep, and the hope of Christ. All these stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The UN is calling on Mauritania to abolish slavery. According to the Global Slavery Index, slaves make up nearly 4% of the population there. West Africa is home to half of the countries where slavery is most common. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says her ministry rescues shrine slaves in the region.
This ritual servitude that we see in the shrines is absolutely a form of modern-day slavery. The chains that hold the women and the girls there are not physical chains. They're social, they're psychological, and they're spiritual.
The gospel truth is breaking those chains.
We have found that the gospel can be the means by which they are freed. It can really facilitate that.
You can learn more about ECM's New Life Center at our website.
Our number one thing that we really need is prayer cover.
Meanwhile, South Sudan is facing a health emergency with an outbreak of polio. The Mission Society's Jim Ramsey says they have a team in the city of Yei. The talk of vaccinations is medical teams throughout the country looking at prevention issues for other endemic illnesses like malaria.
The sad thing about malaria is it's so preventable. Even when somebody gets malaria, if they're treated quickly, then it's a treatable illness.
Tackling prevention is a long process. One of the first things to overcome is cultural conditioning.
In many parts of South Sudan, people assume the cause of malaria is that somebody cursed them or cursed their child, or they're living under a curse of an ancestor.
It changes with education and awareness, lessons that are shared over and over again. Through the local church partner, doors are opening for the gospel.
They will train trainers, often lay people in the church. So the church then becomes a gathering place which builds its own credibility in the community as a place of healing and wholeness that then is a very natural way for people to be engaged with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
There are more opportunities you can engage. We'll connect you at our website. This is Mission Network News. For some, the usual prayer cycle includes prayer before meals, bedtime, in church, and flare prayers. That means they might miss out on the aspect of the body of Christ and the test of persecution. Voice of the Martyrs has opened a new website dedicated to those issues. You can post your written prayer and invite friends to join you in prayer. Pray this online ministry will overflow into lives and make an impact for Christ's kingdom. For the website story, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, 1.4 billion people live in poverty. Is there an answer? Farms International believes they have an answer for at least Thailand. Michael Phillips of Farms International says handouts aren't the answer.
I've seen too many people bring money in, and what that does, it causes dependence. We really do not want to build a large group of people dependent on us or foreign funds. But after bringing money in, we saw people by nature do desire to work and build and get ahead themselves.
He's talking about microenterprise loans, just a couple $100 that they have to pay back. Using interest-free loans from farms, families start a project that will provide an income for them. They pay back the loan and are taught to tithe.
In this project, it's not just paying it back to people. It's the concept of God is loaning them money they want to give back to God.
And everyone loves a good bargain, right? With Christmas almost here, Food for the Hungry has produced a holiday season catalog. You have the opportunity to give something like a sheep to a family in need. With it, a single mom in Ethiopia can sell the wool to earn extra income or learn a trade. Visit missionnetworknews.org for details. Sharing Jesus through a gift is a bargain in itself. Giving sheep to open doors for the kingdom? Priceless. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering their free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.